Breaking news.
This is the guy that's going to give him the biggest fight.
And then guess what?
Fox fight.
He got hit.
I've seen Jackie come back.
Hey, what's up, guys? Boxing with B. So it is fight week in a division that I think is so exciting to watch. But before we go into talking about this fight, I just want to stop and send my prayers out to all of the people of Ukraine, the Klitschkos, Lomachenko, Usyk. We've seen all of these fighters showing up to, you know, protect their families. So prayers out to all of the people of Ukraine. We just pray for safety and peace. So we just saw Ancajas versus a Fernando Martinez from Argentina. Now, Martinez came and you know what? He kept his undefeated record. He beat Ancajas. And now this week we have Chocolatito versus Julio Cesar Martinez. Now, Julio Cesar Martinez went up in weight to fight Chocolatito because Juan Francisco Estrada was not able to stay for this main event because of COVID or things like that that popped up. So long story short, we're seeing Julio Cesar Martinez go up in weight. This fight will be exciting because of the two different styles. You have Martinez, who is very explosive. He's aggressive. He wants to go in there and be that exciting fighter that gets the knockout finishes so that, you know, that Mexican crowd fan base wants to be like, yes, that's what we want to see in the ring. That's what we want to see. A brawler. He's just ready to go in there and just finish the job. Then you have Chocolatito, who is very experienced. He's patient. He's very strategic. So those two are going to clash. We're going to have to see if Julio Cesar Martinez is going to try to adjust and fight Chocolatito's fight, or if he's going to try to go in there and be kind of like a Maidana when he went in against Floyd Mayweather. And he was like, I don't care who Floyd Mayweather is. I'm not going to fight his fight. I'm going to go in there and be the aggressor. I'm going to be that, you know, throw however I want to throw and throw as many power shots as I can. So we'll see how that fight turns out. But what I think is crazy is that we're going to see, just like we did with Jesse Bam Rodriguez, these fighters go up in weight to fill in for the opponent that were originally supposed to fight. Why not have Joshua Franco, who has the WBA, step in and be like, hey, you know, Chocolatito, you've been waiting for this Chocolatito fight. You're supposed to fight the winner of this fight. So why not take it now since Estrada couldn't take it? I don't know. Instead, we're going to see a smaller fighter go up in weight to fight Chocolatito. I mean, it's a great opportunity. Will we see Martinez go in there and do the same thing that Bam Rodriguez was able to do against Cuadras? Let me know what you guys think below. Do you think we're going to see another, I guess, an unpredictable result again? Or what should I say? An unexpected is what I'm looking for. An unexpected result where we see Chocolatito. We're like, oh, Chocolatito should be able to take it because he's the bigger fighter. He's more experienced. He's strategic. Or is Martinez going to be able to go up there and pull that upset? Let me know what you guys think below because I want to know. I want to know what your guys' opinions are. I like reading the comments. I like answering back. So be sure to let me know. Okay, so back to focusing. This week, Chocolatito versus, not Estrada, but Chocolatito versus Julio Cesar Martinez is this Saturday coming up. So be sure to tune in. Don't miss it. And A-Rod Without the Paycheck and I will be there at Fight Night. So if you guys catch us and you guys want a Boxing with B sticker, please let us know. Don't hesitate to come and ask.